Panoply is back.
It is.
It is. And it's never the same thing twice.
No, it isn't. So as you know, we talk about Panoply every year, but it's a celebration of art, music, and more. And we're so excited to have even more art than ever before, more music, more performances. It's going to be a great year.
And every year I can tell that you're working to make it better.
Yes, absolutely. We want people to be able to come back to Panoply year after year. And like you said, experience something new. It's never going to be exactly the same. This year, like I mentioned, we have 110 artists. It's the most the festival has ever had in its 36-year history in our art marketplace. And about 40 of them are completely new to the festival. Mm-hmm. It's their first year at Panoply. Our musical performances, about 50 music and dance performances across our three stages. And of those music performances, about 17 of them, it's their first year at Panoply as well. Not including the performances going on in our Arts Alive tent and at the gazebo. So everywhere you turn, there's something going on and something new happening.
Right. It's almost too much to take in one day.
Yes, exactly. So Panoply is a three-day art festival, and we offer, you know, our day passes. You can come and just enjoy the festival for a day, but we really encourage people to get that weekend pass because then they can come back day after day. If they miss something, you know, maybe the kids get tired, they can come back later that night, they can come back the next day and really take in more of the festival.
And it was really nice last year because Big Spring Park had been refurbished and everything was so nice and clean.
Absolutely. It was beautiful being in the renovated Big Spring Park last year. And this year, we're really taking advantage of that space. Mm-hmm. The layout's a little bit different. We've been able to fit, like I said, more artists in, more activities. So we're really taking advantage of what the city's done there.
And the weather is actually looking pretty good. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
But you have some special plans in case of rain.
Yes. So this year, our headlining performance, every year we try to bring someone in who really is a great artist. And we're so excited to have Stephen Page, who is the former front guy and co-founder of that 90s rock band, the Bare Naked Ladies.
They do the theme music to Big Bang Theory.
Yes, absolutely. So if you watch that all the time, you hear them every day. So he's going to be our headliner. He's going to be playing some of those old songs from back in the day with the band. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of his new music, because he's had a really great solo career that he's been working on. So he's our headliner Saturday night. And if it happens to rain, we have VIP rain or shine tickets. So that means if it rains, you will get a concert no matter what. It'll be an exclusive concert inside the Museum of Art. If it doesn't rain, you get a meet and greet with him before the show.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can meet him, you can chat with them, get a photo with them, and then you'll get a weekend pass to the festival. You'll get a festival chair that you can take with you throughout the weekend and keep with you long after the festival's over. So if you're a Stephen Page fan, this is what you need to do.
One of the improvements that I appreciate at Panoply is the beer tent.
Yes. We love our craft beer tent because we see it as an art. It really is a creative expression. And we always feature craft beer from across North Alabama and the region. And this year, Straight to Ale's Honeysuckle Blue, that exclusive Panoply beer, is coming back this year. So we're very excited about that.
But then it's totally kid-friendly also.
Absolutely. So this is a family-friendly event. When you come to Panoply, we have tons of interactive activities. Many of them are STEAM-centric, so that's science, technology, engineering, art, and math. So it'll be kind of art projects with that STEM influence. And then we'll have some art projects as well that the kids can get their hands on. You can as well. And this year we have a fantastic community art project for all ages.
I enjoy watching the kids. I like to watch the kids dance with the musicians. And I also love it when people bring the wagons and pull the kids around. That's so cute. So wagons are allowed.
Yes, you can bring a wagon. There are, you know, several things you can't bring into Panoply. If you go to artshuntsville.org, we have an entire fact page up right now. So you can see what you can and can't bring. Just so you're not getting any surprises at the gate.
No dogs.
No dogs, no coolers. You can't bring your own food and drink, things like that.
Do you still need volunteers?
We always have room for more volunteers. If people want to sign up last minute, there should be a few more slots left. We have a lot of activities that need people to help out there.
And I know you put so much effort into this event. Everybody at Arts Huntsville is working overtime. What do you do when it's over?
Oh, wow. I think after Panoply, we all feel a little like a loss. Like, what do we do with our lives? We're a little aimless for about 3 days before we have to kick it into high gear for our next event. But it's always a little sad because there's that big adrenaline rush leading up to this festival. We work on it starting in October of the previous year. It's our baby. Mm-hmm. And we really hope the community loves it as much as we do because we spend so much time bringing this festival to life with the help of our volunteers that we just love it.